Okay. KVOE Live and Local. It is 8:30, 19 degrees. Wind chill of plus 5 this morning, so things are warming nicely. It is time for the ESU Buzz on KVOE, brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS, number 424226, and by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu.
If you're a college-bound high school student or a current college student looking to transfer, I've got a stunning number for you. This year, Emporia State University awarded more than 2,900 scholarships. 2,900! So on top of already being one of the best values for getting a great college degree, they made it even more affordable with thousands of available scholarships. So if you're looking to get a degree in a high-demand field like business, nursing, education, and cybersecurity, Emporia State University is a great investment in your future. Learn more. Schedule your visit today at emporia.edu.
Like what you buy? Love how you spend it. Credit cards are available at Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Enjoy local service. Talk to the staff you know and trust right here in Emporia. Free balance transfer to consolidate other credit cards to a lower rate at ESFCU. Choose from multiple card types to fit your needs. Apply online at esfcu.com or text or call them today to get started. 620-342-2336. Federally insured by the NCUA, Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
And welcome to the ESU Buzz. Ron Thomas hosting, and we are going to talk ESU athletics today, and we're very pleased to be joined by Mr. Don Weiss, Associate Athletic Director, Head of Media Relations at ESU. Don, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. And I got to say, our definitions of warm are just not the same.
Looking at the bright side there,
there you go.
Trying to be accentuate the positive here a little bit this morning. Also, Kayla Maxfield. Kayla is the Executive Director for Engagement at Emporia State. Kayla, good morning.
Good morning, Ron. Thank you for having us.
Well, thanks for being here. Hope you had a good holiday season.
We did, yes. And I am also looking forward to the 30-degree weather. A little bit of a warm-up, maybe melt some of the snow before we get another round.
And Colleen Mischke is with us here, Senior Associate Athletic Director at Emporia State. Colleen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you.
Well, thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
And Colleen is going to be talking about accentuating the positive, talking about some very stellar GPAs once again from the student athletes at Emporia State. We always like to share that good information, and Emporia State has a high standard. And these athletes continue to live up to that. But first things first, Emporia State, and this is, boy, we're still in early January, but Don, correct me if I'm wrong, but is this Saturday the last Saturday home game at White Auditorium this basketball season?
This is the last Saturday home game this basketball season. Now, we've got a couple Sunday games in obviously with the, you know, White Auditorium is such a great venue that it also hosts, of course, the Lyon County League Tournament, Flint Hills Shootout, and then there's also a concert venue there, I understand, that is going to bump one of our Saturday games off, too. But this is the last chance on a Saturday night to come see the Hornets and Lady Hornets play.
That's kind of unfortunate, though. I mean, Saturday, kind of a tradition, MIAA, and we're just it seems like we're just getting started.
We are. We are just getting started. That's the scary part of this. I mean, we don't even have students on campus yet, so obviously we need as much help as we can from the community to get out there. I want to applaud everyone that showed up on Saturday for Washburn. That was an incredible crowd for blizzard conditions.
Yeah, ice without ice on
so
there.
So really appreciate everyone who showed up for that. That shows there's a, you know, we have a great core of fans here at Emporia State that'll be there. And actually, our streaming numbers were through the roof, so everybody was at least watching us then. So appreciate everybody who comes out.
Well, that's good. Well, Emporia State will be at home this Saturday night, and who's coming to town?
That'll be Nebraska Kearney.
Okay.
Kind of a weird, again, talk about weird scheduling here. We're going to Fort Hays tonight, then we get to turn around and come back home and play here on Saturday. So a little bit of a strange thing there, but that's what we deal with sometimes in the MIAA. But Nebraska Kearney's coming in. Solid teams on both sides, very similar to Emporia State, I think, in a lot of ways right now.
Yeah, generally when you go out to Fort Hays that same weekend, a Thursday and Saturday, you'd be just making the short trip to Kearney from Hays, but obviously not the case. Well, we've got some fun things going to be happening here Saturday, and Kayla, let's talk about what's going to be going on at White Auditorium and what opportunities are out there for folks in town.
Absolutely. We're really excited. We've partnered with HOT, Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow. So HOT will be performing during halftime of the men's game. The women's game starts at 5:30, and then the men's will follow directly after that. Also, something that we wanted to offer to our community that has been impacted by the recent Tyson announcement is all Tyson employees will get free admission to the game. So them plus one guest. All they have to do is just show up to the game and have their Tyson employee ID, and they will receive a free admission. We thought that was maybe just a little bit of something that we could give back. They can come and enjoy, bring their family, and watch some great Hornet basketball.
And take advantage of that. That's a nice offer. So hopefully the Tyson employees will be able to take advantage for that. And what do we have? A special Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow performance coming up too?
Yes, during halftime of the men's game, the HOT will be performing. So I'm always excited to see that. They were the most beautiful, amazing outfits and the way they dance and move. So that'll be another added addition to the game and a highlight of that.
Yeah, and Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow, they've done a wonderful job of getting involved in the community and bringing, you know, the heritage here to town. And maybe most importantly, educating the community on Hispanics and also raising money for scholarships that, you know, students can use to attend Emporia State University.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, definitely. They're an amazing partner, and we're excited to have this opportunity to partner with them and just bring that culture even closer and benefit the students and community at the same time.
Okay, that is this Saturday. Again, tip-off for the Lady Hornet game will be at 5:30, the men to follow at White Auditorium this Saturday against Nebraska Kearney. And let's see, will the band be back? I mean, the students get back Monday, but probably not ready
to
go.
We've still got another 2 weeks. Their first game back will be the 23rd of January, which will be a great night. That's going to be a blackout night at White Auditorium. We're encouraging everyone to wear black there. Again, partnering with some of our people on campus. We're going to have a lot of things for students on that day. I think 750 long sleeve black T-shirts to wear.
Oh, nice.
We're going to give away black sunglasses, pom-poms. There are black pom-poms to give out. Just a lot of things like that going around there. Maybe trying to figure out some other things where we could get some, you know, some little tech stuff that we can give out that would all be in black, kind of cool looking modern things we can give some prizes for and have some contests for. So a lot of things happen on the 23rd, and that's when the band will get back. And that's when, like I said, that's when White Auditorium becomes the loudest arena in the MIAA. It's always loud. It's always great. You know, sometimes, you know, if we could just get our PA announcer to get a little bit more fired up at the games and maybe talk just a little bit louder maybe into the mic, then that might help a little bit. But
we're excited. The Stingers will be performing at halftime during that game too. So, yeah, the Stingers dance team.
So that will be a Thursday night then,
Thursday night, right? The 23rd, yes.
Okay. And is that then that weekend a Sunday night or Sunday afternoon game that weekend?
I believe that is correct. You're looking way ahead on me there, Ron. I just look one. I take them one game at a time.
Well, I just know that. So, I think that's
yes,
the Flint Hill shootout week. So
that'll be then on Sunday we'll take on new member Arkansas Fort Smith.
So who is the opponent on the 23rd?
Northeastern State out of Tahlequah. So
all right. So that will be a 5:30 tip then for the women
and then
that, for blackout night.
Yep. And then that Sunday would be 1:30, 3:30.
All right. Well, the Hornets, good season so far, Don. It has been.
It's been okay. Yeah. It's been there's been ups and downs on it. You kind of have to trust the process, I think, is the way to look at it. You look at, the women's team already had a win over a top 10 team at home, beat Northwest Missouri earlier in the year. Playing a lot of freshmen. First time in Lady Hornet history that we've started four freshmen in a game. Back-to-back games, and they're all doing something really special there. I mean, I look at the ones there, and not take anything away from the upperclassmen or anything like that, but we have freshmen doing things we haven't seen since, and this will be for our Lady Hornet fans, things that Marissa Quick did, that Catherine Flott did, that Michelle Stevie did. These are the names that they're coming up with on what they're doing as freshmen. So it's an exciting time for them. And then, you know, our men's team, we don't have a senior on the team. So everybody should be back. Coach Billiter obviously won a national championship at Augustana in Division II. He knows what he's doing, building his process a little bit on that. And, you know, it's just there have been flashes there for sure. So,
well, speaking of freshmen and the Lady Hornets, what a rich history we've had with great freshmen in that program. How many Freshman of the Year awards has ESU won? I mean, it's been more than a handful over the years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, going back through the years, I mean, you know, it's a Kelly Moten, it's a Michelle Stevie, it's Emily Bloss. And then there's some that didn't get it that probably should have, that went on and won the Player of the Year later on by the time they were juniors and seniors. So, just a great tradition of that going on. And I really see that coming back now and kind of getting into that.
All right, so free tickets for Tyson employees and a special performance by Hispanics of today and tomorrow during the men's game this Saturday night as Nebraska Kearney comes to town. 5:30 tip time for the Lady Hornets coming up on Saturday. Well, let's bring Colleen Mischke in, again, Senior Associate Athletic Director, Internal Relations, and talk grades, because the students are here to get an education. That's very important, and we like to hear a lot of great success stories, and we have over the years at Emporia State, the fine job that the students do in the classroom. And Colleen, was that the case this past semester?
It absolutely was. They definitely put the student in student-athlete. They make sure they're doing their business in the classroom first, which is impressive in my short time here. I've been pretty impressed with what our student-athletes can do. We had a record GPA this year. We kind of divide it into two. We have our athletic department overall GPA, which includes our athletic training students and our disc golf team. And that group had a 3.48. And then if we just count our NCAA sports, that was a 3.50, which is the best we've ever had.
3.5.
3.5 overall, yeah.
300 athletes, 3.5.
That's amazing.
We had 77 student athletes that had 4.0s, which is a pretty solid number.
Well, that's in the jaw-dropping category, isn't it?
It definitely is. You know, our leading team was the women's volleyball team. The women definitely outdid the men this time. They were at a 3.81 team GPA, which is really impressive.
Very impressive.
3.8, yeah.
I think if you add up my 4 years together, I might make it to 3.8. So
that's great.
Well, 3.8, that is setting the bar very high right there. I mean, very tough to improve on that. I guess you could, but my goodness. So do you have a breakdown of the teams, how they did?
We do, yeah. Like I said, our women sort of led the charge this semester, which I don't think I've seen in my short time here. Usually the men are sprinkled in. But our women's volleyball was 3.81, as I said. Our women's tennis was 3.71. Softball was 3.70. Women's cross country was 3.65. Track and field and soccer both tied with a 3.64. Women's basketball was a 3.63, and disc golf was the bottom of the women's barrel at 3.59.
Woof.
Yeah. Then our men's tennis team was leading the charge there with a 3.59. Men's cross country was 3.46. Men's track and field was 3.36. Baseball was 3.32, and then our disc golf, football, basketball were all just at disc golf was 3.25, football 3.04, and men's basketball with the new guys coming in were just under 3.0.
And I'd like to point out one thing on that, on the men's basketball, is Cale McGee, who is one of our returners, had to go home for some personal stuff, so his GPA does not count in that. If you kept his GPA in there, mm-hmm. we would have been over 3.0, and we'd had every team over 3.0 this year.
Well, you know, in recruiting athletes to Emporia State, you know, to look at those staggering numbers could be a bit intimidating. I think I better be able to get my classroom work done.
Well, I think it's a combination of things, too, Ron. I mean, one, it's just like they say, it's the Jimmies and the Joes, not the X's and the O's. So it's even then when you're talking about the student part of student athletes, they have to be motivated to do it. But there are other things that we've put in place at Emporia State that I think help build this and drive it to that type of a level. This isn't just a one-time thing. We've been building over the last, really, 10 years. I mean, 10 years ago, our department GPA was like 3.26.
Yeah.
And it's just kept building over that. Which, again, 3.26 for department GPA, pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive when you're talking about student-athletes, 400 people. But we've kept building in place between tutoring sessions we've got that we work with the rest of the university, our goals class that Terry Sumi teaches, which helps get things into how to become a student athlete and how to do that. I mean, those things have helped build us to that point. So we're not just saying, hey, you guys go do it yourself. We have things in place to help those student athletes get those grades.
Yeah, I know in years past, you've had big numbers for the athletic directors honor roll that are introduced during halftimes of the men's and women's basketball games. And, you know, we barely had enough time in one night, you know, to get all the names in. So it's always been impressive.
It'll be that way again this year in February when we do it again. So we'll be spreading them out all over that court in both halftimes.
All right. Well, Kayla, lay it out again. What's going to be going on Saturday?
Okay, this Saturday, come down to White, 5:30 p.m., women play, and then immediately following the men's game. Hot will perform at halftime of the men's game. And then also, if you're a Tyson employee, join us. Bring your Tyson ID, and you and a guest will get into the game for free. Come cheer on the Hornets.
And then January 23rd, Don?
Blackout night against Northeastern State. Wear your black. Show up in that evening. It's a Thursday night game, which is always great. Be there. We have a lot of stuff to give away to students. But, again, we encourage the community to get out there, too, and help us out on that. It's one of the greatest environments in the country in college basketball when that place is filled.
Unbeatable venue indeed at White Auditorium. Well, Don, have a safe trip today, you and Blake.
We'll do our best.
And did I say the game was at 5 or 5:30 this Saturday?
Show up at 5 and get there early for the run out and everything, but 5:30 is tip-off.
You won't go wrong getting there at 5, that is for sure. Colleen, thanks for coming in here today.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate
it. Great information. Colleen Mischke, Senior Associate Athletic Director. Kayla Maxfield, Executive Director for Engagement. And Don Waste, Associate Athletic Director, Head of Media Relations, ESU, on our ESU Buzz today. Brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424226, and by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Good morning, it's 8:46.
This is a special report from ABC News celebrating Jimmy Carter.